Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What? Why are you looking at me?
Welcome back, everybody, to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I am joined with...
This is Jordan Brown, aka Doodoo Brown 3879, which I'm really thinking of changing.
You need to.
Aka USDA, Fresh Prime Meat.
Woo! Ryan Saber, Captain Cleveland, Browns, Cavs, Indians, CLE till I die.
Attaboy.
We hope you're all doing well out there in the midst of this COVID pandemic going on. We're here in the United States for those of you overseas. And, you know, little by little, states are starting to open up a little bit. But got together with the boys and we wanted to do an apocalypse episode of all things. We figured there's no better time than now. Saba came up with a list of 30
people. It was a collective effort. Let's, you know, we're a team here.
That's right. We are a team. We have a list of 30 people.
I didn't even help a little bit.
I don't think anyone's surprised about that.
Fuck you.
You were there in spirit.
That's right.
Thank you.
And so Saba made a list of people. We're going to do a draft. So it's going to be like a fantasy expendables type draft. And we'll let Saba explain that in a little bit. But we're going to, you know, start off with some of our favorite apocalypse, you know, end of world, end of days kind of movies. So we'll start with Doo-Doo.
I'll start off. The first one, right off the tip of my...
Just the tip.
Just right off my tip. I Am Legend.
Nice.
Ooh. Very, very strong Will Smith movie.
The dog dies, though, man.
Okay,
doggy death.
That's not the only thing that happens in the movie, though.
There's a whole other movie.
I mean, I get does suck. That could have started the apocalypse, a dog dying, mm-hmm. because... Yeah. You know, people get mad.
Oh, yeah.
People get mad when dogs die.
This is true.
But that was a great movie. Even the alternate ending was pretty good, which I don't remember. I don't remember which ending is which now. It's been a minute since
I didn't know there was an alternate ending.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where he actually lives, right?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't say it out loud. Yeah. I mean.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. This show should be called Spoiler Alert.
Yeah.
Just what it should be called.
There's already one, though. Unfortunately.
Oh, fuck them.
I know.
Smart asses. Let's see. What I mean, Mad Max, Fury Road, I was blown away.
Tom Hardy.
At how good that movie was when I first saw it. I think I saw it like 5 times in theaters.
Yeah.
It was just so goddamn good. Shaun of the Dead. I mean, yeah, zombie apocalypse. We can talk about zombie apocalypse too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the end of the world.
Okay, yep. Okay. Shaun of the Dead, best comedy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
Or at least top 5 that I can think of immediately. Well, all right, someone else talk. I can't, because I'm just starting to draw some blanks here.
It's all right. I mean, definitely Mad Max, especially Fury Road. It's just such a phenomenally done movie with not that much CGI, to be honest with you.
Damn near every one of the stunts was real.
Yeah. I mean, the pyrotechnics, everything else. It's a fantastically shot movie. Fantastically shot film.
Fantastically.
And apparently they're doing another one, but without...
Tom Hardy.
No, without... not be either one of them, because apparently it's supposed to be some kind of a prequel, I think. But we'll see.
Like slightly upset Max?
Right. Did you know...
Hungover Max.
Did you know that the same actor played the villain in Fury Road as the original Mad Max with Mel Gibson? I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun fact.
I did not know that.
Besides that, I got to go, you know, I got to throw at least one zombie one out there. The Dawn of the Dead remake that Zack Snyder did, I think, is just outstanding. Anytime that zombies can run full speed ahead of
which
you.
That's
the one
mall?
With Ving Rhames. Yep.
The mall, the
mall.
The zombie baby.
Yep. Yep.
I thought that was great.
I thought it was so, so good. And like I said, it's just terrifying anytime anything zombie-like comes your way like that. Of course, 28 days later. I actually thought 28 weeks later wasn't that bad either.
No, they were both great movies.
Yeah. So, and apparently they are in the
28 months later.
I don't want
to see that.
Yeah, we'll see. If the original director, what is it, Danny Boyle, if he's attached, I'll see it. I mean, I think he's a great director as well. But as far as other apocalypse movies, Escape from New York's a classic, of course. Going back to the '80s, Demons is kind of, I guess, end of the world, like, just as far as horror movies. I mean, it's cheesy 80s gore. Had my daughter watch it, and she was not entertained. And we actually watched, I had her watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space this past weekend.
Jesus. Did she fall asleep?
No, but she criticized the movie up and
heavy
down.
Heavy eye roll. I think we should do that. I think we should do a movie theater 3000
oh, God,
type
yes.
episode where we just lay into. I had fun. At the beach, we laid the fuck into like Disney and Pixar movies.
Okay.
And it was fucking hysterical.
Yeah. That's what I got as far as end of world films. And I do remember the movie End of Days with Schwarzenegger in it. And that one wasn't too bad, if I remember correctly. I mean, I saw it a long time ago.
And that was a long time ago. Because
this was 99, I think, the movie came out. And, of course, it had to do with 99 and the impending doom of Y2K and everything else. But that's what I got. Seba, what's on your list?
Are we boring you?
I didn't. I was doing a little research while you guys
That's not fair. About. I was put on the spot.
That's right. Life isn't fair. I think... I
fucking hate you.
You know, The Walking Dead obviously is a TV show. We didn't really talk about TV shows. I think The Walking Dead is great. I haven't seen this past season, so I'm a little bit behind. This past season, the most current season, the last season I haven't seen yet. Mm. So, we'll catch up on that, but I think that's obviously one. 2012, the movie with John Cusack.
Oh God, that was
great. It's a great action
it's
movie.
It's horrible.
It's one of those movies that when it's on, I watch it.
It's this by the same guy who did Independence Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
it is.
That motherfucker just loves blowing up national monuments.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why he's making a movie. He's like, oh, look at this. I fucked up the White House again.
This is my list.
And I'm just saying I thought that was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many times can John Cusack escape on a plane? I think it was 3 times in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And they had a big
once
plane.
Is enough.
Yeah,
but 3 times.
Well, and then the boat and all that.
Yeah.
Zombieland. Obviously, I haven't seen the sequel, but Zombieland is really really good. A lot of Woody Harrelson on this list of mine. He was in 2012.
Yep,
he's in Zombieland. The Planet of the Apes movies, the newest ones.
I didn't see the last one.
So Woody Harrelson's in that.
Mm. Okay.
And
he's a bad guy in it, right?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. But Dawn of Planet of, or excuse me, War of.
The Rise of
the One, which is the one with Franco that kind of started it all.
Right.
No real action in that. It's just sort of an origin story, but... The last two that they did, which is Dawn of Planet of the Apes and War of the Planet of the Apes, are pretty good.
They're awesome. And isn't it Andy
Serkis?
Yeah, he plays Caesar.
He's everything.
Yeah.
He is everything and everyone.
Yeah.
He's me, right? I'm being played by Andy Serkis right now, actually.
Another TV show that there was only like 2 episodes. We stumbled on it. This is probably 8 or 9 years ago, but it's a show called Jericho.
Okay.
It's got the main character is played by Skeet Ulrich.
Oh, okay.
The guy who plays Morgan in The Walking Dead
is
in it.
Okay.
But it's a show about this small town that there was a nuke that went off and this small town survives called Jericho. It's actually pretty good. It's on Netflix and things like that. So check that out. 2 seasons. You can burn through.
Oh, I thought you said 2 episodes. No, I was like, it couldn't be that fucking good.
No, you can burn through it pretty quick. Well, one I watched 2 weeks ago, and I texted you both on this, was Snowpiercer. I have never seen Snowpiercer before.
Snowpiercer is a really solid movie.
It's fucked up, man. Like it's really good. It's really fucked up.
Calm down.
Now, well, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a part in that where you get really disgusted. But there's a TV show about it now on TNT that just started last week, and I'm trying to think who's in it. David Diggs. The guy that
Jennifer Connelly's
in it. So it looks like it kind of follows this very, very closely. They're on the train or whatever. There's 100 cars or whatever.
And that's the same director from Parasite, correct? if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the director that did Paris. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Days of Future Past, the X-Men movie.
Oh, God.
You know, it's outstanding. 12 Monkeys, you know, Brad Pitt,
nice. Bruce
Willis, okay,
very, very good. That's sort of an apocalypse, post-apocalyptic situation. And I have one more written down here. It's not really a...
Don't be coy.
It's Go not ahead. Really an apocalypse movie.
The, get out with it.
But 50% of the population did die at the end, and that would be Infinity War. War. I always have to find a way
you will. To you plug... Will.
My guys.
Jesus Christ. One of my favorite, I just thought about this, The Stand by Stephen King.
Oh, nice.
Is an amazing, amazing book. But I don't think I've seen it. Was it a TV show? Was it a movie? I don't remember. I know it was a TV show.
Couple variations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did a mini series on like ABC.
I'll have to check that out.
Late 90s or early.
And they have another, I think it's either a film or a show with Alex, not Skarsgård, not the guy who played it, the guy that was in True Blood. They've been showing stuff about it on a.
He's another Skarsgård.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is. They're related, actually. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But yeah, The Stand is fucking terrifying in parts, and it was great. It was fucking long, though.
Yeah. Like books aren't. I see the way you're looking at me.
I'm not going to be critical of your list in the same way that you were critical of mine. I don't
your
think
eye,
it's fair.
Your eyes said it all.
You know, I just thought of one that was pretty phenomenal, and this is, I guess, apocalypse end of day stuff. I mean, a lot of humanity is gone at this point. You guys remember the film Reign of Fire? With the dragons.
Fuck
the
dragons. Yeah, man.
With Christian Bale. McConaughey.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, man.
And Gerard Butler, I believe, is the best friend.
Yes.
Yeah, check out Reign of Fire if you haven't seen it yet. The fucking dragons
Late
in there
90s.
Are terrifying. It's just a great, great action flick. McConaughey is a fucking badass. Very, like, reminiscent of Woody Harrelson, you know, especially when he's bald in the movie. And, you know, Christian Bale, of course, is great. And again, Gerard Butler. I can't remember who else is in the film. I just saw it again recently, like just this past year on TNT. It's always on TNT.
I remember when I first saw it, I didn't fucking like it. Like I saw it in the theaters and I just kind of felt like it wasn't like this is a long time ago too.
Right, right.
And I remember seeing it and I was like, ooh, fucking dragons. But it like, there was not that much action in it. Am I wrong?
There wasn't a ton. You know,
I remember seeing it again, and I really
until the dragons come.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So that's what, you know. I'm not going to try to spoil it for you here, but pretty much they discover this, you know, dragon when Christian Bale's a little kid in this cave, and then all of a sudden, all these other dragons show up, and then, you know, humanity's only left to a couple different colonies and shit like that. So it's a really, really cool.
I'm gonna
have
to go back and watch that movie.
It is good.
I'm gonna have to go
back and watch that. I swear to God, it's always on TNT. It never fails. So before we get to the Expendables apocalypse draft, we're going to take a short little commercial break for Andrew Newman, attorney at law, the best damn lawyer in all the Carolinas.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations, and his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388, and you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
Yo, what's good, people? This is Trackstar, the DJ of Run the Jewels, and you're listening to the homies over at Zero Dark Nerdy.
So, we put together a list. We got a couple rules, and one thing that we didn't think about that we're going to have to figure out here pretty quickly is who goes first. Mm-hmm. And are we going to do, like, a snake draft? Like, we go down, so, like, the person who picks third
snake.
Gets two in a row?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, this is how it's going to play out. We got a list of about 30 folks, 30 people. Male and female, 5 people per team. You're only allowed to have 1 superhero per team. You can't have a team of like 4 superheroes.
Fair.
Because, you know, it just becomes a situation. You're only allowed to have 1 female per team. I know, you know, me loving the ladies and everything. I would love to build a strong
LL Cool Saber.
A strong female team. But I think, you know, so 1 female, 1 superhero, and 3 quote unquote regular people.
Heavy quotation marks.
Heavy, regular. Heavy quotations.
So yeah, I guess we just who how do we want to do the order?
I'll go first. Me. You bitches.
You go first and I'll go last.
There you go.
There you go. Right,
sounds so good.
Do we wanna say
can
the
we
names?
Can we go off cusp?
You can.
Like do a write-in?
Write-in. Okay. So do we want to say the names on the list? Or
yeah,
do we
let's go and do a quick
so here's the list. Rambo, Chuck Norris, Dutch, from Predator, the Schwarzenegger character, John McClane, Wolverine, Batman, Jason Bourne, Beatrix Kiddo, John Wick, Iron Man, Neo, Deadpool, Captain America, Blade, Punisher, Ethan Hunt, Superman, Tommy Shelby, which was one from Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
Jack Bauer, James Bond, Mad Max, Luke Hobbs from the Rock from the Fast and the Furious movies. Jordan said, "Who's Luke Hobbs?
Can I just get the Rock?"
Yeah, just for real, like the fucking. Yeah. But you can only have one superhero.
The Rock isn't a superhero. I guess
The Rock isn't a superhero.
I guess we could just do The Rock instead of Luke Hobbs because I did just do Chuck Norris.
That's true.
And then probably like a Jason Statham maybe as well. Those are guys that kind of transcend. Snake Plissken from the Escape movies, Sarah Connor, Ellen Ripley, Black Widow. We can do write-ins. Jordan, your first. I will
Blade
track.
Blade. Shocker. Blade.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Blade going number one in this draft is a little
very unexpected.
You want to talk about why you picked Blade?
Yes, I do. Because I think that if I wouldn't have picked him, one of y'all would pick him out of spite.
Most You're right.
Most You're sure. right. I want that.
So Jordan's superhero is off the board.
All right.
Let me mark it off.
Go ahead.
Not that we
if you guys haven't seen Blade, you should probably see Blade. Blade is the best movie.
I'm looking forward to the remake, to be honest, with Mahershala. It took Jordan the whole pandemic, the whole shelter in place to teach me how to say Mahershala's name.
I believe it.
It was just Mahershala.
Mahershala.
Well, it's just like I do it with Idris Elba. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Idris.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable every time with Mahershala.
You know, I was going to start off and go ahead and get my lady out of the way just because I really want her.
Get my lady out of the way.
You know what I mean? As far as my pick, but I am going to go with, I'm going to go ahead and go off track.
You're going off list number one.
I'm not
going
to go off list number one. I'm going to hold on to this one.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need to go number one.
That's true. I'm forgetting my fantasy draft etiquette here, and I could definitely get this person, you know, hopefully, unless you guys get him. I am going to go with. I got to go with Chuck Norris, man.
Chuck Norris is already off.
That's
a good fucking pick, boy.
So I get two.
Yep. Snake draft going back to back.
Interesting. All right. So with my first pick, I am going to go ahead and take Beatrix Kiddo.
Damn it. See, that was going to be my first fucking pick. I knew it.
You fucked up.
I did.
You fucked up.
It's all right. I got my number two.
I love that character. Obviously, she's a badass. She's great with a sword. She's versatile.
Very versatile.
She's able to kill in a lot of different ways. She's good in hand-to-hand combat, so I think she's a great addition to my team.
I like that we didn't ask you why you picked Chuck Norris.
I mean, I think it's obvious.
You don't have to explain Chuck Norris.
That's self-explanatory.
This is interesting. I'm going John Wick.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
I think that, you know, again, similar to Beatrix Kiddo, John Wick, he defeats death. I mean, all of these characters defeat death in a way, but John Wick had like every person in the world trying
John
to
Wick,
kill him.
John Wick is death.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, you know, what is his name?
Baba Yaga.
I mean, so I have the female and the male version of John Wick on my team.
I mean, that's a damn good point.
I have the male version of Beatrix Kiddo on my team.
There you go.
You know, sometimes I wake up and I just, like, do you guys ever just have those words that you just say out loud randomly?
Do you say John Wick?
Baba Yaga, like, out loud, probably, like, twice a week.
God, just strong start for Baba Team Yaga. Saber.
Oh, of course. I'm up. Because it's snake draft.
You're so crazy.
Man, the superhero one I might save for last, and that one I actually may go off cusp in.
Shit, I should have thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't
you
put
guys,
a lot of superheroes
you guys,
on there.
You guys, I should have known, especially if you only get one superhero, you're not going to fucking pick Blade. You're not that spiteful.
I would have taken Blade.
I don't know, man. I might have.
I would have taken Blade here. I'm not kidding. Yes!
Well, let me go ahead and get my badass female out of the way. I got to go with my homegirl, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah, I told you. That's, you know, I was going to go Beatrix Kiddo, aka the bride.
Her, man.
So I figured because you're such a Sigourney Weaver fan, you were going to go with Ellen Ripley.
Well, I got my number two.
So, yeah, I mean, what's there to say? Sarah Connor has gone up against Terminators since the Terminator. I have not seen the newest one. I do want to see it when it does come to, you know, when we can stream it or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, Sarah Connor, what else can I say? I mean, she is the original kind of female badass. I mean, especially in the 80s,
remember, if you really think about it. She wasn't a badass in the first one.
Right. By Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, the but first one, she didn't know what the hell was
real
going on.
Hard by Terminator. True.
The most recent one was Dark Fate, right?
Yeah.
Is that the most recent one?
Where Schwarzenegger has a gray beard.
Yeah, and apparently it's Cameron phenomenal. Says that. Is it?
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I need to check it out.
It was really good, I thought.
Because if you ask James Cameron, this is technically Terminator 3.
Right. Yes.
So he's like, fuck everything else.
Because it does a very good job in the very beginning of the movie, nixing out the other movies. Because Sarah Connor grows up, she has John Connor. They're relaxing on the beach, but the fucking Terminator goes to the beach. Like, you used to see them out having a good old time. Everything's already gone. Terminator comes in, blasts John Connor in the chest.
Damn.
That's how the movie starts.
Shit.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
No, John.
Is it Eddie Furlong?
Yes.
No way.
So it's the fucking the de-aging or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just some random fucking kid, but it's got the kid's face on it. And Sarah Connor looks just like she did in T2.
Oh, wow.
I gotta see this.
It was dope. Nice. CGI, man.
Yeah. Technology.
and the Terminator in this one's fucking badass.
Okay.
He's liquid metal and shit,
right? It's technically two of them.
Okay.
Because it's a Terminator, but it's wearing a liquid skin, essentially. So the skin can come off and become its own T-1000, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking good, y'all. It's fucking good.
All right, we're going to see that one.
Yeah, yep. For real.
All right, you get two in a row.
I get two in a row. Okay, so
superhero off the board.
Okay, so I was going to pick. So the way Saba has this all written down is he's got. I am assuming R is regular.
Yeah, regular.
Okay. S is superhero and F is female. Obviously,
that's correct.
Thank you.
So
thank you,
next to Neo, he's got nothing. Because I can see your dilemma here.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to come back to this.
I can see your dilemma. And I was like, oh, fuck, Neo's obviously a good pick. And then I was like, shit, I already have my superhero. But then I'm like, shit, no, he's just a regular fucking dude.
I'm
going to
go with him being a regular person.
Okay. Wow.
It's just, well, he ain't shit then. He's nothing. He's no better than Morpheus in like the real fucking world.
Then don't pick him.
I'm not going to. I'm just telling you my thought process here.
And I will say this also. Keanu is the only person that's on that list twice.
He should be.
Yeah. Understandable.
I on purpose only picked like one Stallone because I wanted to put Cabretti, like Cobra.
Yeah. Oh God. Marion yes. Cabretti, you know, I love Cobra.
That movie's awesome. It's a terrible movie, but he's awesome.
But yeah, the movie. I only put him and the car are awesome. Yeah,
I only put one Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I'm gonna write in a female.
Okay.
You're writing in a female.
I like it. I like it.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
I almost put her on there, but she doesn't. Okay.
The Fifth Element.
I like it. Multipass.
I do love me Miss Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a badass.
Ripley.
You know, I've never seen any aliens.
Well, you don't like horror scary movies.
I don't like scary movies.
You're all about the ladies and romantic comedies.
I do love rom-coms.
We do need to have that bromance episode.
I fucking love rom-coms. Like, I'll be like, seriously, we'll be sitting, Courtney and I'll be sitting here and be like, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, stop. Go to the rom-com set. 10 things.
That's so fucking funny to me.
Wedding Planner.
I like them.
That is so funny to me, man. All right. So
I love love, man.
My third pick. Good old John Rambo.
There you go.
You're going John.
I'm going John Rambo.
Any insight into that one?
I just remember the scene in not the newest Rambo, but the one before that of the newer ones.
Yeah.
Where he sneaks up behind people and grabs a hold of their 50 cal.
Yeah.
And just like
shreds them into paper.
Like while they're in the same fucking car.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Tears them in.
I love that meme too, where people put the damn thumbs up meme. So it's a great meme and a great scene. But yeah, that to me is the ultimate.
Great meme, great scene.
Great meme,
great scene.
All right, with my third pick, I got to go with Dutch from Predator, man.
You're going to go Dutch from Predator.
Fun. Yeah.
I think he's a really good pick.
Yeah.
Because he he was a regular person that took on a supernatural
being. Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. Kill me.
Get to the chopper.
I'm here. Do it.
You know what I watch? Good. You know what I watch with I spend way too much time actually trying to impersonate Arnold. But I went to my parents this past weekend and for Memorial Day, and we watched True Lies.
Nice.
It's a great movie.
And Eliza
Dushku. Dude,
Arnold is so good in that movie.
Wait, Eliza Dushku?
She plays the daughter.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold is so good in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, but okay, so I go back and watch the movie. Look, like, why is he Arnold Schwarzenegger's friend?
Yeah.
He shits on him the entire, there's not one moment of Arnold being nice to him. Not one in the entire fucking movie. True.
I know what that's like. Hang out with you.
Am I mean? Am I mean to you?
You shit on my list. Just a fucking monster.
Do I shit on you that much, man?
No.
My turn.
Go ahead.
Two in a row. Similar to how, this would be a good write-in. We all got our women. G.I. Jane. Girl. She had just, Demi Moore had just gotten her boobs done before G.I. Jane, and she looked great in that movie.
Mm.
Especially when she shaves her head.
You just want to basketball palm it, you know what I'm saying? Smack the fuck out of, just me? Okay.
So do I want to go superhero here? You know what? I'm going to stick to my theme. I have regular next to Punisher. Frank Castle doesn't have any superpowers.
This is true.
That's fair.
I am going to take Frank Castle, the Punisher. I think that's a guy that just in the same mold as my Beatrix Kiddo and John Wick, just a will to... fucking murder people.
You're sticking with death dealers here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's if I'm going if our three teams are meeting in a battlefield, like we're gonna look real good getting off the bus. Like so we're gonna go
the short bus.
We're gonna go Punisher here. I'm gonna take The Rock. Like I feel like The Rock going in the fourth round here is a really high value pick.
I agree.
I'm gonna stick specifically with Luke Hobbs. He's got that big ass fucking gun that he carries. Mm. He's got like the thing you gotta love about The Rock is just the one liners. Like at the end of one of the Fast and Furious movies, the one that he gets beat up at the beginning and he's in the hospital the whole time and he finds out that like Toretto and the team are in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And he flexes his arm.
Well, no, he's got the cast on and his daughter's like, Daddy, where are you going? And he fucking flexes his arm and breaks the cast off and goes, Daddy's got to go to work. You know?
I hope he's like that in real life.
I guarantee you he is. Yeah. I feel like that is a great addition to my team. So I'm leaving my superhero for last on this one. I'm risking it because there's only one superhero off the board.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Yeah.
And then I'll do my superhero last.
Angry Maximilian. And,
any of them. I like Tom Hardy. I like Mel Gibson.
I would go Tom Hardy. I thought Tom Hardy.
I thought they were both great.
Was really really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he seemed more. Cuckoo.
Yeah.
And he's
already in the apocalypse where the people prior
Tom
are not.
Hardy is.
Well,
Tom
I mean, Hardy is. Well, Mad Max. You know what the fuck I mean. So Mad Max. Yeah. And he's already built for the apocalypse where people might
he's
be like,
built
oh, shit.
For this shit.
That's right. He built for this
Jordan,
shit.
You get two. These are your last two.
Final two. My superhero and my female are already off. So I got to pick two regular bastards.
Regular guys.
I see that you have put Punisher as a regular person. However, you've put Batman as a superhero.
So,
solid point.
That's a great point.
Here, I'm shitting on your list. I really do this.
That's a great point, but I think here's the problem. It's a little late in the game to be making those changes. And I'll tell you why. If you make Batman a regular, you got to make Iron Man a regular.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a valid point. That's fair.
Absolutely would have taken Tony Stark.
That's fair.
Yeah, no shit.
Because he's so smart.
See, because I thought Punisher, I didn't even bother to look because I figured superhero. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's on me for not looking.
Okay. With my next pick, I did have some kind of...
I do want to say this. Uh-huh. Ben Affleck did tell you in Justice League, I think, what what Batman's superpower is.
I'm rich. Just like that.
Was that a good one?
That was really good.
So I think my next two picks are pretty easy for me. I'm going to first start off with John McClane.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Because
he dies hard.
He dies hard. He dies whilst erect.
Welcome to the party, pal.
You killed a helicopter with a car.
I was out of bullets.
For comic relief alone, that's a perfect addition to the list.
Yes, please. Give me that guy on my team.
And up to that point, up to the when the first Die Hard came out, what, 88, I think?
Yeah, right around there.
Bruce Willis was a sick TV sitcom star.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting with Civil Shepherd. Like, they didn't think that he could be an action hero.
Yeah.
I really liken it, and I think maybe I've said this before on you know, to Krasinski. Mm-hmm. I don't think people thought that John Krasinski could be an action hero, and I think he's fucking great.
Fun.
I'm gonna pick James Bond.
You're gonna pick James Bond. What this means is that Jason Bourne goes undrafted.
All I'm saying, look, man, James Bond is greater than Jason Bourne.
But it has to be Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig's the best James Bond.
Oh, I mean, yes, only because those were the best scripted movies.
Okay. But true. It's got to be Daniel Craig, James Bond.
I'm fine with that.
Or I'm not allowing the person.
No, I want Roger Moore.
Or Sean Connery.
It's your turn, Brian.
All right, before I get to the last pick, on to the Die Hard subject. If you have not seen the movies that made us on Netflix, very cool series. They did five from the 80s, and Die Hard is one of them. And it's funny, too, because they talk about how they showed the preview for Die Hard to, like, a test audience. And once they saw that it was Bruce Willis, like, everybody laughed. They're like, this guy's not a fucking action star. Like, he was doing, like, not Boone's Farm. It might have been Boone's Farm. He was the advocate for some
like
bullshit.
In the commercials or whatever?
Yeah, like Bartles and James.
Bartles and James. The wine coolers.
He was doing wine cooler commercials. So, but, I mean, Die Hard led the way for movies like Speed, where it's just, like, you know, before that, everything was, you had to be, like, a muscle-bound freak to be an action hero.
Yeah.
And this was, like, one of the first times where, right, Stallone, you know, everything else. So.
Is Stallone on it?
Rambo.
My superhero. I'm going off script. So of course, you know, you would go with normally. Most normal people would probably go with Superman.
Right? But that's a shit pick.
Right. Plus, I don't think he's gonna
take Superman.
Plus, okay, I don't think he's gonna do what I would want him to do during an apocalypse, which is look out for numero uno and like help out the friends and fam, and that's it, and fuck everybody else. So I'm going to go with my boy from The Boys. I'm going Homelander.
Homelander. So you're going with a bad guy.
You're going with a fucking bad guy. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
he
that's
would not look out for you.
Well, I'll make sure that he does. Hey, this is my list.
That's true. You're right.
It's just like if I ever have to draft a Dallas Cowboy on my fantasy team. I hate the Cowboys, but sometimes you have to draft a Dallas Cowboy in order to win your fantasy football league. So.
That's a fair point.
Homelander.
And it's sports related, and I understood it.
There you go.
This is a tough one for me. There's two names on here.
Technically, they've all been tough ones for you because you talk them through. You talk us through it. I'm shitting on you again. Oh, my God.
I just, you know, it's on the tape. Everybody can hear it now. They know how I live. I'm torn between my favorite superhero growing up and my favorite superhero currently.
I'm going to guess your favorite superhero growing up was Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your favorite superhero now is Cap.
It is Cap.
I knew it. God, I know you so well.
Wolverine would have been mine if I stayed on script.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going Wolverine.
There you
Atta
go.
Boy.
There you go. He was looking at the rest of his team.
I was upset. I thought you were going to go Cap for real.
Yeah.
I was going to go Cap because Cap. You know, Cap dies fucking hard too, man. Like, and when all odds are stacked against Cap, like he's strapping up the broken shield, and he's gonna walk in front of Thanos and his entire army, and you know, you know what? I'm fucking changing it. I'm going Captain America.
Wow. Oh my!
You know
goodness.
Why? Because he can do this all day.
I can do this all day. It's America's ass. Yeah, I'm going Captain America. So now let's do a recap
of
the teams. Brian's team, Chuck Norris, Sarah Connor, Dutch from Predator, great pick, Mad Max, and he goes off script at the end there with Homelander. He's a superhero, but he's a bad guy. I think that's an interesting pick. Jordan, out the gate, goes Blade.
My man.
Round one, pick one. Lelou off the board. John Rambo, John McClane, and James Bond. It's an interesting team you have there. I think
he's got the three J's on there.
I think you're going to have issues with, like, chemistry, like team chemistry. Like, that's going to be a tough team in the locker room.
Did you watch John Wick and how hard he is to work with?
Yeah, listen, I was going to say, you got all like badasses and Cap.
And that's why I got Cap.
To balance it out.
Cap's fucking, he's Captain, it's Tom Brady. He's going to hold the team together. Oh, man. Lord. Beatrix Kiddo, John Wick, Frank Castle, the Punisher. I love that pick. Luke Hobbs and Captain America. Three great teams, man. I don't think you can go wrong here.
I don't think you can.
I do think my team would win.
I think I went right and my team would win.
I think my team's awesome, but that's just me.
I think Wolverine would kill Blade.
But we will let you, the fans, decide.
You don't have. I think Blade would fuck Cap up.
Yeah, I might switch out Homelander for Wolverine. We'll see.
I mean, Homelander's good. That's a fucking.
I mean, Homelander can do a lot of shit. So he can fly.
Superman, but a fucking bastard.
Yeah, he went bad Superman.
Bastard Superman.
Yeah. That would do what has to be done. I think Superman would be like, no, I can't really kill those other people, even though they're trying to kill you.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. Something similar.
Well, if DC made that movie.
But we are going to let you, the fans, vote, though, on what is the best team. So we're going to put the teams up.
Come on.
We're going to do polls.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Sabo's going to be on there creating like 20 different fucking emails.
Oh, I got all my burner accounts. Yeah, yeah.
He's got all the Cleveland on speed dial too. So yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, we're going to let you, the fans, vote. And then we want to know who would be on your squad.
Absolutely.
So let us know. We'll definitely give you shout outs on the website as well as social media. Pick five people. You only get one superhero. Got to make sure you represent the ladies out there and three regular people. So,
I think my Lelou Dallas.
That's a great one.
Solid one.
That's a great one. Very good. But yeah, this is fun. You know, stay safe out there during everything. You know, be awesome to each other. Be excellent to each other. You know, this is a time now where shit's crazy and it's uncertain. And obviously, you're seeing what's going on in the news. So, you know, take the time out to just be nice.
Be nice to everybody. And listen. States are opening back up. We've been talking about this. I got a guy sitting right here next to me that's a bartender. Mm-hmm. When you go back out there, man, listen, everybody, I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that have been hit hard by this thing. Everybody's been hit hard by it in one way or another. You know what? If you normally give $5 to your bartender or to your server, give them $7 or $8. Give them a couple extra bucks. It's not going to break your bank. And just remember that these people in the service industry, they're there for us when we're going through hard times and we just need to go out and blow off steam from a bad week, or we want to celebrate something. They deal with a lot of bullshit and everybody's been struggling for the last couple of weeks. So take care of your servers and bartenders. Tip your waitresses.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
If you can't, if you go out, if you cannot be nice to people,
don't go out.
Do not come out. Give it at least. Please get, like, when bars are able to open back up, please give us like just a fucking week of everyone being nice. Yeah. No fucking fights. No fucking.
I'm bringing cash just so I can shake it.
I'll take all of my clothes off. I don't give a shit. I'm not cutting anyone off. Laying there in your own throw up saying, give me one more. I'll be like, what was that? Vodka Red Bull?
I don't know if Andrew Newman would agree with that statement.
That's what he's there for.
That's what I'm calling.
Excellent. Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, subscribe, like, follow all over social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you know, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. Pop Culture Podcast is the website. Big shout out to Zibster for taking care of our website for us. Of course, our good friends over at Yes Weekly. And as always, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, trying to do his damnedest to make sure we all stay out of jail. Yeah. So we'll catch you on the next one. Later.
You got to end this episode with Dylan. No, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Dylan. You son of a bitch.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.